welcome back to Morning Ireland. Well, now we go to children vaping. They're three times more likely to start smoking when they get older. Now, that's according to a new report this morning from the University of York and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. One of the authors of this study is Dr. Sue Golder, Associate Health Sciences Professor at the University of York, and she joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Golder.
Good morning.
Now, you reviewed hundreds of studies on vaping. So outline to us exactly what you found out.
Yep. So it's a review of reviews, and we found that youth vaping is consistently linked to subsequent traditional smoking, also marijuana and alcohol use, as well as heightened risks of asthma diagnosis, worse asthma symptoms, cough, burn injuries, and mental health problems such as depression and suicide ideation.
So you reviewed hundreds of studies, was it? So this was quite comprehensive.
Yeah, it was 56 reviews, systematic reviews and umbrella reviews that included within them hundreds of primary studies altogether.
And from that review, you found out vapers were more likely to smoke in later life. Is there a reason for that? Why is that?
We didn't actually look at the reason. Our remit was to look at all the harms from vaping in young people. So people from the age of under 25, so from the age of 10 to 25. And we just found that this association, we didn't look at why, but obviously there's the normalisation and nicotine arguments around this.
So there's that normalisation and those arguments, but there's a danger warning here too for people listening this morning.
Yes, yes, there is. The follow-up of these studies was 4 months to 2 years. So it wasn't a long period of time, really. And these children are vaping before cigarette smoking, which is the wrong way round. These vapes are meant to be for smoking cessation.
There hasn't been much study done on the impact that vaping has on brain development. Is that needed now?
Yes, it's urgently needed. It wasn't included in any of the 56 reviews that we included. And I think brain development and addiction are really important to look at within young people.
So what needs to be done now?
Well, we need more research in those areas that were evidence gaps. However, we also need restrictions on the marketing to young people and so forth. Anything, in fact, that will stop young people taking up vaping because it is harmful.
Dr. Sue Golder, Associate Professor in the Department of Health Sciences at the University of York, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now just coming up to 10 to 9.